Welcome to POTUS 7, the official podcast of Andrew Jackson's Hermitage. I'm Trey Gwynn. With me today is one of our historic interpreters, Peyton Rodifer. And we're going to talk about a subject that is particularly important this year, because 2014 marks the 125th anniversary of the formation of the Ladies Hermitage Association. So, Peyton, who exactly is the Ladies Hermitage Association?
Well, the Ladies Hermitage Association is really more of a civic group. It was founded here in Nashville, and the whole concept of it is to preserve the home of Andrew Jackson Hermitage.
How do we go from the house being owned by the Jacksons to the house being owned by the Ladies Hermitage Association?
Well, I guess we need to start from the beginning of the end when Jackson passes away. He dies June 8, 1845, and at this time, the estate's given over to his son, Andrew Jr.
Andrew Jr., the adopted son.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah. And I guess you could really just say that Jr. is not the businessman that his father is. And
okay.
11 years after the president's death, Jr. finds himself in debt. The last really foreseeable thing for him to do is to sell his father's home.
And so who does he sell the house to?
Well, the general had told him at one point, and I'm not exactly sure when, but that if he ever got into financial trouble, that he should look to the state first. So when he puts the house on the market, the state's who he contacts to see if they want to purchase it. And they decide that they want it.
Jackson, thinking ahead, kind of laid the groundwork for Junior selling it to the state.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of his friends wanted to set up provisions just in case Junior got himself into financial trouble. Jackson didn't think that his wife would want that to happen, so he goes ahead and gives him the entire inheritance. But still is looking into the future on it, like you said.
So the state purchases the house in 1856. What happens then?
Well, Junior is going to stay on the property for 2 years.
Okay.
So they'll stay on, and then they'll eventually make their way to Mississippi. So they arrive in Mississippi in 1858.
Okay. So what happens with the house once Junior and the family are gone?
The initial plan was for them to turn it into a military academy. For some reason, those plans never go through to fruition, so the house just sits vacant. A number of years later, the governor of Tennessee ends up sending a letter to Junior in Mississippi asking him to return and pretty much be the overseer, the custodian of the property. So they'll live as free tenants there, just on the grounds that they'll preserve the home.
So they make it back to the Hermitage, back to Nashville in time for the Civil War to break out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their timing's great.
Yeah, the timing's perfect. Yeah, because yeah. The Civil War happens April 12th, 1861. And so they're back home in Nashville for it.
So the state continues to own the house, and then the family is living there. What happens to the family as they continue to live at the house that is owned by the state?
Well, it's almost like the state forgets that the Jacksons are living there.
Okay.
They just stay on, and Andrew Jr. dies in 1865. So just a few weeks after Lee surrenders to Grant, Jr. gets in a hunting accident. And he'll die shortly after, leaving his wife and his son, Andrew Jackson III, to be the residents of the Hermitage.
Okay, so Sarah York becomes the mistress of the plantation. How do things go with her in charge?
They're not doing well financially.
Right.
So the home is going into disrepair. The family is not the wealthy family it once was.
Sure.
So she dies at the Hermitage almost in poverty.
So that leaves Andrew Jackson III as the sole. He and his family are the only family living in the Hermitage at the time. So what happens then?
Well, when Sarah York passes away in 1887, the state goes through the motions again and decides that the best plan of action for the house is for it to become a Confederate soldier's home. We can look at that today and wonder why, it being a presidential historical home.
Right.
But then they didn't care really about the historical significance of the property, just that it was a property they could use.
Sure.
And it being the South, fighting for the Confederacy, these men were admired.
Right.
and thought then very highly of.
And in 1888, they were getting older, so mm-hmm. they needed places to retire to.
Yeah, these are people that fought in the Civil War. They don't have families, so they'll apply to become residents of this Confederate soldier's home.
Okay. But I know from my history that the house doesn't become a Confederate soldier's home. So what happens?
Well, it's a group of ladies in the area that really are going to lead to the prevention of this, and they're going to fight a lot of opposition because of it. Like I said, you know, these Confederate soldiers are admired, and these ladies are trying to keep a home from being built for them, essentially, or a home for them.
Right.
It's Amy Jackson, Andrew Jackson III's wife, that kind of gets the whole ball rolling on this thing.
Right. Also, little Rachel Jackson's granddaughter is involved as well, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. So the two, along with other ladies in the community, come together to start the Ladies' Hermitage Association.
Right.
It's modeled after the one from Mount Vernon,
right.
Which is George Washington's estate and the first presidential home to be turned into a museum.
Right.
So they see how that worked, and they kind of go about doing the same thing. And because of that, I mean, that's really the only reason the home is still here today. They'll go to the state petitioning for the home to be given to them as a historical museum, and the state eventually agrees to do so under the provision that they're going to preserve the home. So they give the ladies 25 acres of land, the house, and the gardens attached to it. The rest of the land, however, is still held onto by the state, and Confederate soldier's home has been built on the property.
Right, and that's, if I remember correctly, it'll continue to be on the property until the 1940s when the few remaining veterans are moved to other facilities,
mm-hmm.
and it's torn down.
Yeah.
So the ladies start out with a relatively small number of acres and mostly just the house and tomb area. What about the furnishings? You know, Andrew Jackson's house, the Hermitage, is one of the most intact early presidential homes. How did it come to be that way?
Well, it's fortunate for us today, and kind of unfortunate for the family at the time. When Junior gets into debt, originally he's going to try to sell off a lot of his father's possessions,
sure.
and the household furnishings and things like that. When he does so, the country's in a slight recession. The Civil War is about to break, so these things just don't sell. People
right.
aren't buying them, and the few things that do sell, they stay in the area. They're in the Nashville area, and the same thing happens later. Sarah York, when she's here after her husband's death, she's going to have an estate sale. Sell off a lot of the family possessions, but again, they stay in the Nashville area. So when the ladies take over the home as a museum, they know where most of these things ended up at. Little Rachel, being the granddaughter of the president, they kept records on all of these things.
Right.
And so as money is acquired by the organization, they're going to go to these people who bought items and offer to buy them back. A lot of people are going to donate them.
Sure.
Now, the rest of the items are in possession of Andrew Jackson III.
Right.
He inherits all these things from his father and his mother. And so he puts them in storage, and they are slowly bought back by the Ladies' Hermitage Association as well
to
fill the home.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the ladies literally made a list, and, you know, they made a list, and they prioritized what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Jackson's bedroom is almost completely authentic because those are the first things that they bought.
Mm-hmm.
For 125 years, the Ladies' Hermitage Association has shown and preserved Jackson's house, a task they still perform. Recently, however, there's been a slight change, not in their mission, but in their name. The organization that has been known as the Ladies' Hermitage Association for the last century and a quarter is now known as the Andrew Jackson Foundation, a name that reflects our promise to interpret and teach about the 7th President of the United States. What was we? Thank you. For more information about the Hermitage and the Ladies Hermitage Association, visit thehermitage.com or follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest. If you have questions or comments, email us at podcast@thehermitage.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks.